Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said the person who rows the boat generally doesn't have time to rock it. We're happy to have the privilege of Bible study again today, and we appreciate very much your listening to our Bible Meditations program. We return now to our study in John 9, and we're looking at an occasion where a man who had been blind was healed miraculously by Jesus. And Jesus, when he asked the man, "Do you believe on the Son of God?" had this kind of response, "Who is he, that I might believe on him?" So the man who was healed certainly didn't have faith. Not only is that true, but when he was taught about who Jesus was, the record says he worshiped him. In other words, you could see the evidence of his believing in the Son of God. Too many times people say, "I believe in the Lord," but refuse to submit themselves to his will. Why would a person say, "I believe in the Lord," but not do what the Lord instructs for him to do? Well, indeed, Jesus asked the question, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say unto you?" Luke chapter 6 and verse 46. Why would a person make a profession that he believes Jesus Christ to be the Son of God, but then not to be obedient to the will of God? Now, keeping that in mind, we are pointing out very clearly the fact that a person who is a believer is one who is obedient, one who does the will of God. You know, there are people who tell us we're saved by faith only. Do you know who would fit into that category? Someone who believes but won't do anything and has not submitted themselves to the will of God. You know, I find some people in the 12th chapter of the book of John, verses 42 and 43. This is the Bible description. "Many of the rulers believed on the Lord, but for fear of the Jews, they would not confess him." Now, they believed? Yes, no question about it. Were they saved? Well, they wouldn't even confess Jesus. Is it true that a person who believes, even though he refuses to confess Jesus, is a saved person? Friends, that's not very good company to be in if a person says, "I believe, but I am like those people who, for fear of the Jews, would not confess Jesus as the Christ." Now, the company gets even worse when we look at the book of James, chapter 2, 19 and 20. "Thou believest in God, thou doest well. The devils believe and tremble." Do you mean to tell me that the same class you're in is the class of the devils and those who refuse to confess Jesus because of fear of other people? Do you see the point? The point is this: God demands of his children and of all people that they have a faith that shows itself, and it shows itself by the things that are done. It isn't hard to see that a man who says, "I believe in the Lord," would be obedient to the will of God. This man who was blind now is able to see. Does he believe in Jesus? When he's taught about Jesus, the Bible says in verse 38, "And he worshiped him." In other words, he did what the Lord instructs in regard to worship. Faith, then, must be accompanied by works. Isn't that the reason James, in James 2 and verse 24, makes this observation? "You see, then, that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." It's interesting to note that the only time in your Bible that the word "not" precedes faith only, it is not by faith only. We're not saved by faith only. Nobody ever had faith and separate that from obedience and had salvation. That's just not the way God provides it. It requires of us our obedience. So when a preacher tells you, you don't have to do what the Lord said you must do, and you'll be saved if you just only believe, and faith only is all that's required. Faith plus nothing? Did you ever hear anybody say that? Faith plus nothing gives you nothing. It doesn't give you salvation. Faith plus obedience gives the salvation we're talking about. Well, you know, if a person really believes in God and in Jesus Christ, he would not try to hide the sins that he's guilty of. All of us sin, don't we? Fall short of the glory of God. Isn't that what the Roman letter, chapter 3, tells us? Verse 10, there's none righteous in all of the earth. All are wicked, all have fallen short of the glory of God. Then verse 23, we all sin and fall short of God's glory. So all of us then are guilty of sin. Now what about hiding our sins from God? Would it be right that we would need to get rid of those sins? Yes. Sins separate a man from God, don't they? Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is ear heavy that he will not hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. That's what sin will do for you. It separates you from God. So we need to remove that sin. Do any of us have the ability to remove it by ourselves? No, certainly not. We're saved by grace, aren't we? Ephesians 2 and verse 8. But notice, we're not saved by grace only. We're saved by grace when we obey what the Lord commands. And so our trust in the Lord is shown by what we do, by our actions. Don't let anybody tell you that when the Lord gives a commandment, he doesn't expect you to obey it. He does expect obedience, and he requires that we obey him. But what about this matter of saying, I believe in God, but I'm going to hide the sins that I commit before God? Do you know that the Bible teaches that God is aware of everything that we do? There is no action in our life but that the Lord is aware of it. You may go at great length in trying to hide the wrong things that you do. You may take a trip and go out of town, be away where people don't know you, and think, well, I've hidden my sin from God. Doesn't work, does it? The Bible teaches very plainly that the Lord knows everything. Look at this statement in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the bad. God sees everything, doesn't he? How about this statement, Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 14. And he shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or bad. Sometime when you have the opportunity, sit down and read the 139th chapter of the book of Psalms. And as you read about God, about his greatness, about the unlimited power that he has, remember, he is aware of everything, even your thoughts. He knows everything. Therefore, if I really believe in him, I'm not going to try to hide anything from him because he knows what I'm doing. Well, we appreciate talking with you again today. We hope you'll listen again tomorrow. And remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.